Books on Tape presents The Dragon Scroll by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vongtama. Prologue. The Watchers. Heian Kyo, Kyoto, leaf-turning month, September, A.D. 1014. There were two watchers in the garden that night. One was the old man on the veranda who leaned forward a little when he heard light footsteps on the path from the small pavilion in back. The young woman was coming back. Alone. He feasted his eyes for a moment on the shimmer of multicolored silk gauze and the sparkle of gold in her hair. The light of the moon was uncertain under the trees, and his eyes were weak with age. It was a moment before he realized that she was weeping. She stumbled near the street gate, her full sleeve pressed to her face, a slender arm groping the way. At the gate she stopped to look back toward the pavilion, then she slipped out and was gone. The old man grinned toothlessly. A lover spat. His boarder was an exceptionally handsome young man. No wonder he had been able to form an alliance with a lady of rank so exalted that she wore fabrics and golden hairpins forbidden to lesser mortals. He was pleased. His life had contracted to the narrow span of garden viewed from his veranda, and the vicarious enjoyment of the secret pleasures of the highborn filled his lonely hours with intriguing speculations. He looked forward to other nights and more entertainment. Sighing happily, he tottered off to bed. The second watcher was also pleased. He had been crouching in the shrubbery, having followed the couple to their hideaway. He, too, had noted the golden jewelry in the lady's hair. When she rushed past him into the street, it was an unforeseen piece of luck. He had not expected her to leave so soon or alone, and he followed her.